You're listening to SBS News.
Based just south of Griffith in the New South Wales Riverina is the Andreazza family. They're among 475 rice growers in the region, worried about a scourge of mice in the state's central west. Robert Andreazza lives here with his wife and three children. He had been hoping for better fortunes after a long and painful drought was finally broken.
We had a really good year this year. It was good to get back into it. Last couple of years were pretty savage on us. I was down to probably a quarter of what I normally grow last year.
The mice have already gotten to Robert's farm, but not in the plague proportions seen further north. Across his 550 hectares of farmland, the tiny rodents have eaten through roughly $20,000 worth of rice.
And you can see the mice. There's a mice hole there. They're everywhere. There's over there. They are there. They are really giving us a hard time. You get families of them coming out. And that's, you've got to sort of stop, break that cycle of reproducing.
While his rice paddock was inundated with water, he found the embankments scattered with mouse burrows. They would base themselves on the banks and swim out at night to feast on the rice around the paddock's edges.
Yeah, the losses, as time went on, you could see them moving. They'd actually swim in the paddock to get the grain. And when you were harvesting, you'd find the first round or two with a header, you'd get nothing. And then as you come in further and further, the yield would pick up. But you had 100% losses around the edges.
Xavier Martin is the Vice President of the New South Wales Farmers Association and a grain grower based further north on the Liverpool Plains.
You know, it's not a normal event. This is a plague. This is a natural disaster. It's rapidly turning into a national disaster if we don't get it right. It's spreading into Queensland, Victoria, and South Australia as we speak. So, perhaps that's the reason Macquarie Street has been so tardy on all of this. They're hoping that it gets big enough the federal government will step in.
The New South Wales Farmers Association has made a harrowing prediction for the overall financial hit to the agricultural sector.
Look, we're well over $1 billion in terms of farm gate value. So, a significant impact and really disrupted the rotational plans of farmers, whether they're growing rice or other cereals or oil seeds or legumes. There's a serious stop and think going on, and quite a few farmers are saying they're abandoning a paddock or two or three, but then others are saying, look, the whole farm is an unmanageable risk at this point. Without any government support, we're not planting a thing.
Robert has worked alongside his father, Angelo, to vastly improve the farm from its humble beginnings after his family migrated from Italy. Coming from a farming background in Italy, he says there was no future there after World War II.
We started off growing vegetables in the days when we only had the horse and plough, and everything was done manually. We took risks, but calculated risks, worked hard and succeeded. So we're blessed.
Robert has already spent thousands of dollars on mouse baits, and he's welcomed the state government's $50 million package for rebates and more powerful poison. But if those measures don't keep mouse numbers low enough over the winter to prevent another boom with warmer temperatures, Robert says he fears for his newly sown wheat crop.
And that's what we're worried about losing, those grains in that groove. And they go along and eat that out, and we're back to square one. We've got to start re-sowing. I've probably spent $80,000, $100,000 sowing the crop as it is. Well, you're down on your yield. It's down on your yield, you're down on your production. And it's like having a drought. Your income's down, your production's down. You're working for, your expenses are still there, but your production's down.
As the mice plague spreads towards Western Sydney, farmers are desperate to prevent another boom in numbers, destroying a much-needed economic recovery. Tysock Husey, SBS News.